represents the longevity of things. It's evergreen, evergreen, never ever not green. It represents, if you like, the longevity, the continuity of God. So that's our Christmas tree. What else have we got in church today that we might not have had here last year? Anybody from the... Yes, Emma.
The stable.
The stable, the crib, yes. And why have we got that here? Certainly, yes, it was a stable for cows. There's one animal, you've already did, didn't he? Yes, they called on Herod, who was the king of Palestine at the time, and said, where are we going to be going? Not sure why. Well, you ask yourself this question over lunch today. Why did they go see Herod? Why did they go see Herod if the star took them all the way to that room where the young child was? And we think perhaps it might have been a nice political gesture to visit the king of the country they were visiting, call upon him and see, and say, welcome, so we're going to look for this king. Herod, of course, most unhappy about this, because he's already the king, he says. I'm the king of the Jews. Can't have two. But that's a story for another day. Really look at the visit of the, although we have them in our crib, we really look at the visit of the three kings on a special feast day, little later in the year, not in this year, early next year. Now this might be a question for the adults. When do we look after the visit of the three kings? On a special night that comes after Christmas. And look at the 12th night. Twelfth night, the end of the Christmas period, the feast of the Epiphany, or the visit of the wise men, or as the prayer book wonderfully calls it, the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles, the only seen by the Jews so far. Now, how do our little children fancy a little bit of singing? Would they like to come and sing for us, do you think? Do you think we'd like adults? Would you like to hear the children sing away in a manger? If mums and dads would like to bring children here, we can do this.